Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden's attempt to assure voters of his ability to run again for president after a poor debate showing involved an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Friday. Associated Press correspondent Josh Bullock explains.
The Biden White House is hoping that this interview is the start of a process that will cause the pressure on him to ease, that will convince Democrats, lawmakers, and donors that Biden is their best shot going up against Trump. The problem is that at every event going forward, Biden needs to be perfect. He cannot slip up. He cannot make big mistakes. The kind of the glare of public attention is on him in a very different way right now. And what that means is that the ABC interview isn't the end of the debate about Biden's well-being. It's merely the continuation of a conversation that began with the debate itself.
Josh Hook from AP. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting Saeed Jalili by promising to reach out to the West and ease enforcement on the country's mandatory headscarf law after years of sanctions. Iranians began voting on Friday for a candidate to replace the late president, Ebrahim Raisi, killed in a helicopter crash last month. Separate Israeli airstrikes have killed at least six people in central Gaza, including two children at a home and at least one person wearing a United Nations uniform. Violence also flared Friday in the occupied West Bank, where Palestinian health officials say Israeli forces killed seven people in a raid and an airstrike. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A senior Hamas source said on Saturday that a revised Hamas-Israel deal proposal agreed that talks to release Israeli hostages, including soldiers, would start in a 16-day period after the first phase of the agreement. The sources said the proposal ensures that mediators would guarantee a temporary ceasefire, aid delivery, and withdrawal of Israeli troops. Donald Trump denies knowing about Project 2025, his ally's sweeping plan to transform the U.S. government. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Citing Monday's Supreme Court decision that Donald Trump would have immunity from acts he committed as president during efforts to overturn the 2020 election, his lawyers want to see how that affects Donald Trump's classified documents case filed in Florida. Trump said earlier this year,
a president has to have immunity. And the other thing is, I did nothing wrong.
His lawyers have asked U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon to freeze the prosecution of Trump over his mishandling of documents found at his Mar-a-Lago estate until there's a final determination. The defense has contended as well. Special Counsel Jack Smith's appointment was not legally conducted, and that should also lead to a dismissal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong should be considered an active participant in a landmark subversion case, his lawyer said on Friday, but urged a court to hand him a lighter sentence for entering his plea early. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The 27-year-old was one of dozens of activists arrested in 2021 for joining an unofficial primary election to choose candidates for the city's legislature. Of these, 47 were charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under a national security law imposed by Beijing. Wong's lawyer Marco Lee told the court while his client should be considered an active participant in the conspiracy, he was not involved in organizing or assisting in the primary election. And in view of Wong's early plea of guilty, Lee urged a reduction of a third of his sentence. That could range from 3 to 10 years for active participants in the conspiracy, but life in jail for those deemed principal offenders. Lee added that Wong hopes to reform himself and part with his past history.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Beryl has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to strengthen after weakening to a tropical storm as it moved across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
We are expecting to see widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches across much of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas beginning late Sunday through the middle of next week. We could see isolated rainfall amounts as high as 15 inches.
Director Michael Brennan of the U.S. National Hurricane Center. I'm Christina Menenti.